Welcome to our Advent Reflections. This year, we're relating the gospel to popular culture by looking at the movies. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network, and I'm talking to Father Peter Malone from the Cygnus Film Desk. Cygnus is the World Catholic Association for Communication. Second week of Advent, Thursday. Say no more, Peter, you've gone for Jesus of Nazareth.
I thought it was time, really, to have a Jesus film in our selection, and probably the most effective is Zeffirelli's Jesus of Nazareth. The gospel itself is actually a fairly general kind of one. It's Jesus actually praising John the Baptist, because if ever there's an Advent character, it's John the Baptist preaching that Jesus is coming. The scenes of John the Baptist in Jesus of Nazareth are quite powerful. John the Baptist is played by Michael York, but of course it's Robert Powell who makes the great impact as Jesus.
And ends up in Holby City or something.
Well, somebody remarked to me that anybody who plays Jesus on screen, it is almost in a sense the end of their career. Not completely, but it's a kind of climax, say with Jeffrey Hunter, and people are commenting on Jim Caviezel after The Passion of the Christ. What do you do after you have played Jesus? And Robert Powell doing it actually so well. If I may say a personal thing there, we had the pleasure of meeting him when he was promoting Jesus of Nazareth in 1978. And we almost didn't get an interview because in those days people stopped for lunch breaks. And so they took a long time to come back. And it almost seemed, according to the publicist, that we couldn't do the interview for television. But I saw Robert Powell put his hand behind his back. He signalled 5 minutes or just wait a minute. He enabled us to have the interview. But we had 45 minutes with him during the lunch break, in which he reflected on the preparation he did to be Jesus. He said it was quite profound, and he said, being brought up an Anglican, the moments when he was actually saying the words of the Eucharist at the Last Supper had an extraordinarily profound effect on him as he remembered his childhood and all the meaning of the Eucharistic celebration. So I suppose I have a soft spot for Jesus of Nazareth, but if there was a film, and we'll have another Jesus film in the reflections later, but I would recommend at least some kind of contemplation of Robert Powell as Jesus of Nazareth during Advent.
What was it about his portrayal? I mean, a lot of people cite Pier Paolo Pasolini's Gospel According to St. Matthew as their favourite. What is it about this particular portrayal you like?
Cinema buffs do that, especially non-Catholics. They find it non-Hollywood. I think Robert Powell treads between the roughness of Pasolini and the, I suppose, the softness of some of the Hollywood portrayals. And while he has a strong presence, he also has powerful eyes, and his way of speaking the gospel passages of Jesus, I think, is most moving.
Be perfect, just as our Father in heaven is perfect. Ask for this gift, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened.
What was it about his portrayal? I mean, a lot of people cite Pier Paolo Pasolini's Gospel According to St. Matthew as their favourite. What is it about this particular portrayal you like?
Cinema buffs do that, especially non-Catholics. They find it non-Hollywood. I think Robert Powell treads between the roughness of Pasolini and the, I suppose, the softness of some of the Hollywood portrayals. And while he has a strong presence, he also has powerful eyes, and his way of speaking the gospel passages of Jesus, I think, is most moving.